Well, good morning. It is a privilege to be with you this morning. And I appreciate your pastor allowing me the opportunity to come and speak with you. You are part of an association of churches called the Evangelical Free Church of America. In our region, in our district, there are 80 churches.
在这个, 洛基山脉有80个布道会。
And we have three Chinese churches.
我们有三个, 华人的布道会。
So it is a privilege when your pastor allows me to come and speak with you.
所以我很高兴, 赖牧师请我来正道。
I had the privilege and opportunity just 2 weeks ago of being in our Chinese church in Boulder, Colorado.
那我很高兴,
This morning, as you read from Colossians, you can see that we are going to be talking about the authority of Jesus.
那今天早上你们刚才读的这个哥罗西书经文, 你们知道我们, 会讲到主耶稣的这个权威。
And in our worship this morning, we were talking about his authority and his power.
那我们, 在这个刚才敬拜里头也强调, 也唱到他的这个权威和权柄。
For instance, we sang just a few minutes ago, mountains bow down at his name.
那我们刚才唱的那个歌里头也讲到这个众山都要跪拜。
And the end of the Lord's Prayer talked about his is the kingdom and the power and the authority.
那么刚才主耶稣的主导文里头也讲他有这个权柄。
So as you think about power and authority, is there something in your life over which you don't have power that you wish you did?
那么讲到这个权柄, 那有没有想到你在日常之中, 你对有些事情没有这个权柄?
What would your superpower be if you had one?
那如果你有这种超能力的话, 你是想有什么样的超能力?
Some of you are smiling, you're thinking of weird things, I'm sure.
你们有人跟他微笑, 你们可能在想一些奇奇怪怪的事情。
But maybe your superpower would be power over health. Maybe you'd like the power to be able to heal a sickness that you personally have.
也可能你的这个, 超能力你想能够去让你的身体, 能够, 从一种疾病中复原。
Or maybe you would like the power to be in a different economic status and have more money.
那也可能你想, 能让你的经济改变, 能够, 在不同的经济环境里头。
Or maybe you'd like your power to be able to change who your relatives are.
也可能你想能够有这个能力, 能把你的这些亲戚能够改变。
We're going to look this morning at the power that Jesus has and what that means for us.
那我们今天早上会讲主耶稣的权柄, 那他的权柄对我们是什么意义?
If you are a follower of Jesus, what implication does his power have upon your life?
如果你是主耶稣的门徒的话, 那他的权柄对我们来生命有什么意义?
There was a follower of Jesus of Nazareth in Scripture called Paul.
在这个, 圣经里的讲到有主耶稣的一个跟随主耶稣的门徒叫做保罗。
And Paul, after he became a follower of Jesus, wrote to many churches in his time.
那保罗当他成为主耶稣的门徒以后，他给很多教会写了书信。
And one of his letters was called Colossians. It was a letter to the church in Colossae.
那么其中的一个书信叫做这个哥罗西书，是给哥罗西的教会写的。
And as he writes to the church in Colossae, he says this.
当他给哥罗西的这个教会写信的时候，他这么写道。
By him, that is by Jesus, all things were created, both in heaven and earth, visible and invisible.
那么他写到，因为天上地下万有的，看得见看不见的，或是做王位的，都是靠他而造的。
So that is things that we can see visible and things that we can't see invisible.
那么这里包括我们现在肉眼能看见和看不见的东西。
Whether they be thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and through him.
那就无论是做王位的，或者做主的，或者执政的，或者掌权的，都是靠他造的，又是为着他造的。
He is before all things, and in him everything holds together.
那他造了这些事，所有的事就靠他才成的。
Think about that for a moment. Everything holds together because of the power of Jesus in creation.
那么你大家想一想，这个万物都是靠他而造的，而且万物都是因他才能存在的。
Maybe when you were younger, you had fantasies of what it would be like to live in a world without gravity.
那也可能当你小的时候，你可能会幻想当这个世界没有这个引力的时候会是怎么样的。
There are times when I'd like to have power over gravity, like in the winter on ice.
那我有时候也会想，如果在冬天的话，你在这个冰上走的话，你也想，如果没有引力的话，会多好。
But beyond that, through the power of Jesus, everything holds together.
但是就是包括这个件事，所有的事情都是因为，主耶稣的能力才能存在的。
Think of a world without protons or neutrons or atoms. We wouldn't exist. We would be a vapor.
那你想那个世界上如果没有中子、质子或者是原子，那我们根本就不存在，所有的事情都不存在了。
Everything holds together just in Him.
那所有的事情就因为主耶稣的能力才能存在。
This passage goes on to say that He is the head of the body, the church, and He is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that He Himself might come to have first place in everything.
那么这个哥罗西书下面又在讲，他是身体的头，这个身体就是教会，他是原始，是死人中首先复活，好让他在凡事都居首位。
It was the Father's good will for fullness to dwell in Him, that through Him, that is through Jesus, everything will be reconciled to Himself, that is the Father.
那么又说，因为神乐意使所有的丰盛都住在他的爱里头，那记着他，我们才能跟神和好。
You see, we as humans are even separated from God the Creator without the power of Jesus.
大家都知道，我们作为人，是跟神分离的。如果没有主耶稣，我们是跟神分离的。
We need to be reconciled to God the Father.
我们需要跟神去和好。
And it is the power of Jesus having made peace through the blood of the cross that we are made right with God.
这因为主耶稣的他这个权柄，他通过在十字架上的牺牲，我们才能跟神去和好。
So he is an encouragement to us.
他对我们来说是一个很大的鼓励。
This should be an encouraging passage to you that you've been reconciled to God the Father.
那么这段经文是对我们大家是应该是一个鼓励，因为我们跟神和好了。
Have you had anybody in your life that was an encourager to you like Jesus is?
那么你在人生里头有没有像主耶稣一样，这样的这么一个人去鼓励你呢？
You know, there are times when we are discouraged, and we just need an encourager to come alongside us.
那么在人生里头，我们有时候很沮丧，我们就需要有人来鼓励我们。
I had an encourager when I was younger. It is my older brother.
那我当我很小的时候，我有一个人鼓励我，那就是我的哥哥。
Now there's 5 years difference between me and my brother.
那我跟我哥哥之间差五岁。
And that's a problem.
那是一个问题。
Because the younger one, that would be me, always wants to be doing what the older one is doing. That would be my brother.
那我作为一个弟弟，我很想做我哥哥要做的事情。
But with a 5 year difference,Well, he's doing things that I can't do.
那我们中间差五岁，他有时候他做的事情我做不了。
So when I'm 4, I'm wanting to do what the 9-year-old is doing.
当我四岁的时候，我想做九岁的孩子要做的事情。
And when I'm 11, I want to do what the 16-year-old is doing.
当我十一岁的时候，我想做十六岁孩子做的事情。
He's driving a car, and I am not.
他在开车，但是我开不了。
But my brother had patience, and he was an encourager to me.
但是我的哥哥很有耐心，他总是鼓励我。
I could be really annoying, even more annoying than I am as an adult.
那我有时候很讨厌，就甚至比我成人了以后还讨厌。
And sometimes my brother would say to me things like, "Greg, sometimes I wish you were never born."
那我有哥哥有时候会跟我说 ，Greg， 有时候我希望你从来没出生。
And then my mind would go off there.
那我就会想，我没出生是什么样。
Yes, What would the world be like without Greg in it?
那我会想啊，这个世界如果我没有出生的话，这个世界是怎么样的？
What would the world be like without you in it?
那么这个世界如果你没有出生，是会是什么样的？
Have you ever thought about that?
你有没有想过这个问题？
Would the world be different without you in it?
那世界因如果你没有出生的话，这个世界会不一样吗？
It would a little bit.
它会有一点不一样。
Because you have influence upon people in your family and people around you.
那因为你对你身边的人是有影响的。
What would God be like without you in it?
那如果神是会怎么样？如果你不在这个地方的话，如果那会对神有什么影响
？Would God be any different?
那神会有什么不同吗
？There's a doctrine called the doctrine of aseity.
那其中有一个神学的观点叫做这个自我存在。
The doctrine of aseity states that God is complete in and of himself.
那么这个自我存在的这个神学观点就是说，神不管万事怎么样，他自己就已经是完全的了。
God doesn't need anything else.
神不需要别的东西。
And yet, he created the world.
但是尽管这样，但是他还是创造了这个世界。
He wrote us a missive called the Bible.
他写了一本书，就是圣经。
And the beginning of the Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth."
那我们创世纪第一章的讲，从一开始神创造了这个世界。
He didn't need to do that.
他并不需要做这件事。
He was complete without it.
他没有做这样，他自己已经完全了。
And then it goes on to tell us what the 6 days of creation were all about.
那么后面他就讲他在这六天创造世界是什么样。
He created the heavens and the earth and so on. And we get to the 6th day. And what does he create on the 6th day?
那么他创造了天，创造了地，那到第六天，那第六天他创造了什么？
Male and female. He created you and me.
他创造了你和我。
And then it says, and it was good.
然后他说他看万事都好。
Did he need to do that? No.
他需要做这件事吗？他不需要。
But he did.
但是他做了。
He created you and me, and it was good.
他创造了你和我，他认为是好的。
You should be applauding right now.
你大家可以鼓掌，这是一件非常好的事情。
Well, then we get to the first book of the New Testament.
那我们现在在看那个我们看新约里头第一部书。
The first book of the New Testament is called Matthew.
那这新约的第一个福音书叫做马太福音。
Because it was written by a guy named Matthew.
Yeah, 因为这本书是其中一个叫马太的人写的。
Pretty clever name for a book, don't you think?
那这书名很有趣。
Now Matthew is writing to Jewish Hebrew people who are converted to followers of Christ.
那马太福音他是在写给这些就是犹太人这个希伯来人他们这个跟随着主耶稣的这些人。
So Matthew, as he is writing to the Hebrew Jewish followers of Jesus, wants to establish the authority of Jesus in this letter that he writes.
那么马太在这本书里头，他给这些犹太人，他给这些希伯来人写的时候，他需要建立主耶稣的这个权威。
And it's interesting to me where Matthew begins his writing.
那我觉得很有趣，这个马太一开始是这么写的。
He begins with a genealogy.
他写了这个主耶稣的家谱。
The genealogy of Jesus, where Jesus came from.
那他写了这个主耶稣的家谱，就是主耶稣从什么这个家庭来的。
I don't know if you've ever done your genealogy. You've done a DNA test to find out what your ancestry is.
我不知道你有没有家谱，或者说你有没有做一些 DNA 检查，看你这个到底是从哪来的。
If any of you have done your ancestry, or any of you of the tribe of Rockefeller,
如果你做过这个 DNA 检查，你有没有人发现你是这个洛克菲勒的这个后裔
？Anybody?
有没有？
Do you know who Rockefeller is?
你知道这个洛克菲勒是什么人吗
？Very wealthy man.
他是很富有的一个人。Yeah.
If you'd raised your hand that you were of the tribe of Rockefeller, you'd have friends after the service.
如果你现在举手说是你是洛克菲勒的后裔，那这堂讲完了以后，你会有很多的朋友。
Why does Matthew start with a genealogy?
为什么马太从主耶稣的家谱开始讲？
Because to the Hebrew person, the family name meant everything.
因为是对希伯来人说，你的这个家世的这个名字是很重要的。
To the Jewish mind, the tribe from which you came was very significant.
那对犹太人来讲，你是从哪个家庭出来的很重要。
Now there are 12 tribes in the people of Israel.
大家都知道，这以色列人有十二个支派。
And Judah is the most important.
那犹大支派是最主要的。
So Matthew wants to establish the authority of Jesus to his readers by showing that Jesus is of the tribe of Judah.
那么这个马太是通过这个主耶稣的家谱去证明主耶稣是从这个犹大支派出来的。
So in chapter 1, verse 1, he starts with Abraham.
那么他从这个第一章第一节就是他从这个亚伯拉罕开始讲。
And then he lists 14 generations from Abraham to David.
那么他在亚伯拉罕之后，他列了十四个后代，往后一直到这个大卫王。
And then he lists 14 generations from David to Babylon.
然后又后面列了从大卫王之后十四代的后裔到这个巴比伦。
And then 14 more generations from Babylon to Jesus.
又讲了从巴比伦他们被俘以后又有十四代人。
So he's trying to capture the mind of his readers who are Jewish to say.Jesus is from the most important tribe.
那在讲这个他通过这个讲这个主耶稣是从一个很重要的支派出来的。
And then in chapter 1, he talks about something else of significance.
那么在第一章里头，他又讲了另外一个很重要的事情。
How many of you have ever had the conversation with your parents about how and where you were conceived?
那我不知道你们大家有没有人去跟你父母谈过，你是到底在什么地方、什么时间，你父母怀孕
？That would be an uncomfortable conversation.
啊，我相信你们都这个都是非常一个很尴尬的话题。
If you want to have fun at your next holiday, bring this up at the table.
啊，如果你想这个有个有趣的话题，那你下次家庭聚会的时候可以提跟你父母提这个问题。
But Matthew talks about the conception of Jesus.
那么马太讲到了主耶稣的这个诞生。
And he says that Jesus wasn't conceived in the way everybody else is.
那么他讲到主耶稣并不是就是大家出生像大家出生这样。
Jesus was conceived of the Holy Spirit.
那主耶稣是通过这个童女通过圣灵怀孕的。
That's significant. That's important to us. We sang about the Holy Spirit.
那我这个对我们很重要，因为我们经常提到这个圣灵。
Then we get to Matthew chapter 2.
那我们到第二章。
Now in Matthew chapter 2, there are some wise men that come from the east to worship this newborn Jesus.
那么在第二章，大家讲的这个东方的博士到这个耶路撒冷来敬拜主耶稣。
And as they are coming to try to find where Jesus is.The king of the land of Israel, named Herod, calls these wise men aside.
那么当他们来到这个耶路撒冷来找这个主耶稣的时候，这个犹太地当时的王希律王把他们叫到他的面前。
And he says to them, "When you find him, come and tell me where he is, that I might go and worship him also."
他跟他们说，如果你们找到他的话，你把他们带来，我也要去敬拜他。
But he had no intention of worshiping Jesus.
当然，他本身他并不想去敬拜主耶稣。
In fact, he was threatened by the power and the authority of Jesus.
他被这个主耶稣的这个权柄被吓到了。
His desire was to kill this one who is called King of the Jews.
那他是准备去杀掉这个被叫着犹太人之王的。
So Herod understands the power and the authority of Jesus.
那么这个昔日王他明白主耶稣的这个权柄和权威。
Then we come to chapter 3 of Matthew.
那我们都看到这个马太福音第三章的时候。
If you were ever baptized by full immersion, when you came out of the water, did you hear any words from heaven?
当你这个受洗的时候，当你从水里出来的时候，你听到这个有声音从天堂出来吗？
I got nothing.
我没有听到。
But when Jesus comes out of the water, the words from heaven are, "This is my beloved son."
当主耶稣从水里出来，他听到了从天堂的声音，这是我爱的独子。
Again, Matthew is emphasizing the power, the authority of Jesus.
再一次马太在强调主耶稣的权柄和权威。
Chapter 4 of Matthew, we get this classic battle between good and evil when Jesus goes out into the desert battling against Satan for 40 days.
那么在马太福音第四章我们讲到主耶稣他在旷野跟这个魔鬼在征战了40天。
Spoiler alert, Jesus wins.
那我会告诉大家这个结果是什么样的，就是主耶稣赢了。
I could go on all day with this.
我可以就是整个一天都在讲这些事情。
Some of you are fearful I might.
那你们有人可能怕我在这坐着讲一天。
But I'm not going through all the chapters of Matthew this morning.
那我并不是今天会把马太福音所有章节都给你们讲。
Suffice it to say, the power of Jesus comes out in the book of Matthew.
但是我可以肯定的说，主耶稣的权柄和权威通过马太福音已经彰显了。
The blind see, the lame walk, he calms storms. He walks on the very water that he created. He casts out demons. He makes the mute to speak.
那么他让这个瞎眼的人看见，让这个瘸子可以行走。他平静了风暴，他可以在水上走。
Sometimes I wish my superpower was to make those who speak mute.
那我有时候希望我能有这个特殊的能力，能让这些经常爱说话的人变成哑巴。
Don't you just want to do that sometimes?
你是不是有时候也是希望能有？
There's nothing outside his power, nothing outside his authority.
他对所有的事情都有权柄。
We come to the end of Matthew chapter 28, and at the end of Matthew chapter 28, the resurrected Christ appears to some of those who had followed him.
那么在马太福音最后一章讲到复活的主耶稣，他又在他的一些门徒面前去显现。
And he instructs them to go to Galilee to a mountain where he will meet with them.
他叫这些门徒到加利利，到加利利旁边的一个山上，他会他们再次向他们显现。
Even the chief priests and the elders of the temple, the Jewish temple, believed in the power and the authority of Jesus.
甚至包括这个大祭司，他们都相信主耶稣这个。
Because they crucified him, they buried him in a tomb, and he has now got power even over death.
因为他们把这个主耶稣钉死在十字架，他把主耶稣埋葬了，他们知道主耶稣甚至胜过了这个死亡。
They didn't know what to do with that.
他们不知道怎么做。
So they bribe the guards of the tomb to say, if anybody comes and says what happened to his body, say that his disciples came and stole it.
那么他们对这些这个守着主耶稣的这个尸体的这个守卫，他们去贿赂，就说如果有人问你们主耶稣的尸体在哪，你就敢说他们的门徒过来把他的尸体偷走了。
Even the religious leaders and the leaders of Rome knew of the power and authority of Jesus.
甚至包括这些宗教领袖和罗马他们这些有权的人，他们也知道主耶稣的这个能力。
So in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16, Jesus appears at this place, this mountain in Galilee, where he has told his followers to come and meet with him.
那在马太福音第二十八章十六节，主耶稣来到这个加利利山旁边，向这些门徒显现。
And as he is meeting with them, Matthew records the last words that Jesus is ever to have with those who followed him on earth.
那么当他显现的时候，这个马太记下了主耶稣在这个世界上对这些门徒说的最后一些话。
Now if you were around at that time and you were a follower of Jesus, and you were about to hear the last words he would ever say, wouldn't you want to pay attention?
当你如果你是在那个时候，你是主耶稣的门徒，当你在那个地方的时候，主耶稣向你显现，去说主耶稣最重要的一些话，你是不是要很注意的听？
Here is what Jesus says.
这是主耶稣说的话。
All power and authority has been given to me on heaven and earth.
主耶稣讲，天上和地下所有的权柄都给我了。
Do you believe that?
你相信不相信？
Do you believe Jesus has all power and authority? Do you believe that?
你相信不相信主耶稣有天上地下所有的权柄？
They don't respond much, do they?
你们好像没什么反应。
Therefore, Jesus says,
因此主耶稣说，
I'm on the edge of my seat.
我已经就是非常想听主耶稣下面要说什么。
He's got all power and authority. What does that mean to me?
那他有天上地下所有的权柄，那对我来说是意义是吗？
Here is what his power and authority means for those of you who believe.
那这是就是他所有的这些权柄对我们是有什么意义？
He says,Go and make disciples of all nations.
那主耶稣说，你们到世界各地去，让人做我的门徒。
Jesus has imposed a bit of his power and authority in you.
那主耶稣他通过这个命令，他把他的这个权柄给了我们一部分。
And here is the power and authority that you have.
这就是你们自己通过主耶稣有的这个权柄。
To go and make disciples, followers of Jesus. That's your power and your authority.
那叫到世界各地去啊，让人做主耶稣的门徒。
We all know what it means to be empowered.
我们都知道，怎么样，通过使你自己觉得有能力。
Because every one of us, every nation, every tribe came into this world without power.
那么每一个人，不管你从世界各地，每一个人来到你世界的时候，你什么权利都没有。
We came into this world as that little baby in the back.
啊，就我们来到这个世界，就像那个后面那个小 baby 一样。
And that little baby, hold up that baby, there you go. That little baby is powerless.
那么这个小孩子，他没有任何的能力。
Everything has to be done for that baby.
你要照顾他，你要为他做所有的事情。
And as we get older, we get a little bit more power and a little bit more authority, right?
当我们大一点，我们有一定的能力，有一定的权柄了。
When you were a child, where did you have to sit in the car?
当你是小孩的时候，你在车里头，你坐的什么位置？
Back seat, right?
你坐的后面。
Do you remember the first time you got to sit in the front seat passenger side?
那你有没有记得你第一次可以坐到前面那个驾驶员旁边的那个位置？
You've just been given power and authority.
你刚被给了这个权利，你有了一个权柄。
And you thought you were something else.
你觉得你是现在是非常有。
And that was great for about 2 weeks.
那但是你这种感觉大概只能持续大概两周的时间。
And after about 2 weeks, you wanted to sit on the other side in the front.
通过了过两周，你就想坐驾驶员那个位置。
Remember the first time you sat behind the steering wheel and you had the keys?
那你有没有记得你第一次坐在这个驾驶员位置，手里头有这个车钥匙
？Power,
authority， 这是很有能力的啊，有这个权柄。
Fear，
啊，恐惧。
Right，
是不是
？So Christ is basically.Handing us the kingdom keys.
主耶稣实际是把天堂的钥匙给了我们。
We have been given a bit of his power and authority.
那么我们通过他有他了一部分权柄和权利。
And here is what he has given us: the power, the authority, to introduce others in the world around us to the God of creation.
那么他给我们的能力和权柄，就是到世界各地让人们都知道这个创造主的是什么样的。
Let me tell you what that does not mean.
那么我告诉大家，这个你这个权力和能力不意味着什么。
A lot of Christians get this wrong.
那很多基督徒他没有搞清这件事。
A lot of Christians think that they have the power and authority to demean those who are not followers of Jesus.
那么很多人认为他就有这个能力，有这个权力去看不起一些没有信主的人。
Or we have the power and the authority to superimpose our personal values upon them.
或者说是我有这个权柄和能力去把我们的意愿加给这些人。
Or to be arrogant and self-righteous.
或者说是你对这些人很傲慢，或者说是自义。
And that is not what he has called us to do.
这不是主耶稣要我们大家去做的。
In fact, that is the job of the Holy Spirit.
实际上这是圣灵要做的。
I started by introducing that you're part of the Evangelical Free Church of America.
那么我一开始跟大家介绍了，你们都是北美这个博道会的成员。
And so you follow a doctrinal statement.
那你们就是实际是遵守北美博道会的一些原则。
And in that doctrinal statement, it states that it is the role of the Holy Spirit.To convict men of sin and unrighteousness.
那么，其实，在这个原则里头，其中有一条就是说，只有圣灵才能定这个人的罪。
That is not the power and authority that Jesus has given to us.
这不是主耶稣给我们的这个能力。
What we have been given the power and authority to do is to make disciples.
那我们被给予的这个能力和权柄是使人成为门徒。
That is to introduce others.To God the Father, the Creator.
那么这个是让我们有这个能力去向别人介绍这个天父。
Because the vast majority of the world in which you live does not know personally the God of creation.
那么因为世界上有很多的地方，他们并不自我知道这个创造主。
So.How are we using that power and that authority?
那我们是怎么用这个能力和权柄呢？
I think we make it way too hard.
我们可能有的时候把这件事想得太复杂了。
I travel among our churches and speak to our pastors and leaders all the time.
那我经常在各个教会之中行走，然后跟教会的领袖去谈。
And that means that I am traveling all the time.
那么就是说我有很多的旅行。
And I am constantly sitting in restaurants and coffee shops and talking to people that I don't know, but they don't know the Lord.
那我经常会坐在这个餐馆或者说是咖啡店去跟一些人讲话，然后这些人并不知道主耶稣。
A couple of weeks ago, I was in a motel and I was sitting outside my room.Just enjoying the evening, and there was a couple from the room next to me sitting outside also.
那么在两三周之前，我在一个旅馆，我坐在这个我的房间外面，我在享受这个晚餐。然后我旁边也有一对夫妇，他们是在我们旁边的房间，他们也在外头。
And they were trying to impress me by dropping a name that they knew I would know.
他们告诉我，对我有一些影响，就是他告诉我，他们知道一些人。
And they were talking about a man named George Lucas.
他们在讲那个有一个人叫 George Lucas.
Now you might not know who George Lucas is.
那你们可能不知道 George Lucas 是什么人。
But George Lucas in the Anglo society of entertainment is a big thing.
那么乔治·卢克斯实际在这个北美这个文化里头是一个非常有名的一个人。
He invented a movie series called Star Wars and several other things.
他是实际创造了这个星球大战的这么一个人。
And they were talking about him as though they were his best buddy.
那他们在讲这个乔治·卢克斯，就好像乔治·卢克斯是他最好的朋友似的。
And they were telling me all about his ranch.
那他们在讲这个乔治·卢克斯他的这个牧场。
And it was George this and George that.
他们讲那个 George 是这样的 ，George 是这样的。
So finally, I interrupted them.
那终于我就打断了他们。
I said, let me tell you about a friend of mine.
让我给你们讲我的一个朋友。
And they said, okay.
好啊。
And I said, let me ask you a question before I tell you about this friend.
那我先问你们一个问题，在我介绍我的朋友之前，我先问你一个问题。
What are your thoughts about God?
你们觉得这个神怎么样？
That's a good way to kill a conversation.
那这是一个非常有效的方法，就是让这个谈话中断了。
And they gave me an answer that I kind of expected.
他们给了我一个我大概能够想象他们会给我的一个回答。
Oh, you know, if God was a loving God, why does he allow this and why does he allow that?
就是说如果神真是一个很爱人的神，他为什么让这件事发生或者那件事发生？
So they said, we don't believe there's a God.
我们不相信有神。
And I said, wait a minute. You're saying that this person you don't believe exists allows things to happen. What?
那等一下，你们不相信这位就是说根本就不存在的人，他会让一些事情发生。
So I take it that you have a broken relationship with God.
那我想你们跟神之间是有一个破裂的关系。
And they kind of looked at me and shook their head.
他们看看我，摇头。
And here's how I explained what all of these passages say to them.
那我就通就像这个经文一样，我向他们解释这经文到底是什么意思。
I looked them straight in the eye and I said, "Do you know God is crazy in love with you?"
那你们知道不知道神是他对你有一个疯狂的爱
？He loves you so much that he would do whatever it takes to fix your broken relationship with him.
他对你爱到一个程度，他要为你做任何事情，让你跟他有很好的关系。
God wants to be reconciled to you.
神想跟你和好。
In fact, he did it through sending his son to stand in your place for all of the wrong things that you have done, that you can have a relationship with a perfect, righteous, holy God.
那么甚至他把他的独生子派到这个世界上，他为你们所犯的所有的罪在十字架上做挽回祭，能让你跟神有很好的关系。
I did that knowing that I have the authority and power given to me from Jesus to do that.
那我之所以跟他们说这些事，因为我知道我有这个能力和权柄，主耶稣给我的去做这件事情。
You have been given the power and the authority from he who holds it to share him with others in your culture and community.
那么你们也同样有这个从主耶稣来的这个权柄和能力去向你们的这个同胞去宣扬主耶稣。
When your father first threw you the car keys for the first time, did you go out into the garage, go past the car, and get on your bicycle and ride down the street?
那如果说是你的父亲第一次把这个车钥匙给你，你是不是到了这个车库，但是就是没有坐上这车，只是去骑你的自行车呢？
Of course not.
当然不会。
You started the car.
你就去开车了。
So this is like God tossing us the kingdom keys.
就像神把这个天国的钥匙给了你。
And he says, all authority has been given to me on heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
那么这就主耶稣说，这个天上地下的权柄都给我了，你们要到世界去，让万民做我的门徒，为受父子圣灵的名为他们受洗。
How have you exercised the authority he has given you this past week?
那么你在过去的一周，你们是怎么样用这个权柄和能力的呢？
With your non-Christian friends, have you even brought up the name of Jesus or God?
当你们面对那个没有信主的人，你们是有没有提到神或者是主耶稣呢？
More importantly, what are you going to do this next week?
那最重要的是，你们下个周要怎么做？
Are you going to continue riding your tricycle through the streets of life or using the supercharged power that God has given you to share him with others.
那你们是不是还是像就是小孩子一样骑那种有轮子的车，还是说是你去坐上主耶稣基督给你的这个非常功力非常大的一个车，在这个街道上跑呢
？If you're a follower of Jesus, this is the power and authority he has given you.
如果你是主耶稣的门徒，这就是主耶稣的能力和权柄给你的。
Glory be to God the Father.
我们归所有的荣耀给主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.